We're talking with Dr. Alice Green, who's with the Center for Law and Justice. Paul Smart, we recently ran an interview with Alice Green and others about the situation in Albany with police reform. We wanted to come back to get a little bit more in depth. Many of the communities, I guess all the communities in the Capital District, are now preparing their police reform proposals out of this executive order that Governor Cuomo had ordered. There's been quite a bit of pushback from what the communities have come up with. There will be demonstrations in Schenectady because the reforms failed to end putting knees on people's necks. So we're sort of talking with Dr. Green because she's been for decades one of the leading advocates in the state around police reform. So Alice, what's sort of your assessment of where we at right now in terms of getting local communities to do meaningful police reform?
Many of them were very involved in really hard work and were, I think, somewhat serious about making sure that they were that work would be work that would bring about change. Unfortunately, it really didn't happen. As we look around our local community here in the Capital District, we find that there have been some demonstrations against some of the municipalities in terms of, believing that their reports were short-sighted. Particularly Troy, there have been demonstrations, Saratoga, Schenectady, and Albany is as well, but theirs was different. It took place in the Common Council. So there's not a lot of positive feedback from any of the communities that we've looked at regarding the plan that they came up with. We don't feel that they adhered to the governor's Executive Order 203, which was designed to reinvent policing in all of these municipalities. We don't think that they took that as seriously as we had hoped, because the plans, which we call plans, but we don't see them as plans, the plans that they came up with did not reinvent policing. It did not address systemic racism. There was, a lack of transformative ideas and plans put into effect in any of these. We are disappointed, greatly disappointed. As a matter of fact, across the state, they're now calling this whole exercise an April Fool's joke, because it did nothing to bring about the change that we had hoped for.
So what were some of the transformative policies that you and other advocates would have wanted the local communities to adopt?
Well, we asked for the communities to come up with a strong vision statement. What would policing look like if we were serious? We never saw that. So one of the things we've been working on is developing perhaps some possible vision statements for these municipalities. We wanted to see, something that was very strong. We wanted a bifurcated a public safety system, for instance, that had maybe law enforcement as one component, but also some kind of commission for public safety. So it would divide the activities that are now being, carried out by police departments. We don't believe they need to. So we sort of wanted to go from there and then look at what some of these municipalities had come up with that we thought might, promote that idea. And there were some suggestions and recommendations that would have done that. I think several of them suggested that we look at the the responsibilities and functions of policing and that we redo it. Civilian oversight was another area that we had strongly supported. And we call it community oversight because we wanted to also promote demilitarization of police departments. They don't need to be involved, you know, with tear gas and all kinds of equipment that look like they're carrying out a war. So, you know, those were some of the things that we wanted to see in there, but we didn't see it. We haven't seen it in any of the work that has been done so far. So we're very, very disappointed.
Now, I know one area that a lot of groups, you know, talk about is really trying to, you know, set up a different system dealing with individuals who come into contact with the public safety because of mental health crises.
Right.
And I do believe that Ulster County has tried a pilot program, which, you know, really tries to divert them away from the police. And that seems to have worked a bit. So maybe you could deal with both mental health. And when you talk about civilian control, you know, there doesn't seem to be a lot of applause for so far these civilian police review boards often seem to really lack the power to both investigate, but also to direct with police resources.
Right, because we got to remember that there are also another very powerful influence on change, and that those are police unions. They have a lot of power, and they are, you know, gearing up to definitely fight against any of those, any proposals that would take away, you know, disciplinary exercises. And, you know, so it's really hard with making some of these changes because of the police unions. So we're not sure how you deal with that, because they're going to fight all of these changes, I think, to a great extent.
So where do people go from this point? We're basically, you know, the communities are submitting their reports as required or allegedly plans. They often have excluded groups like Black Lives Matter or other.
It's been top down pretty much.
Right.
We looked at, for instance, Albany County Sheriff's Department. They basically says, hey, we're okay. We've been doing great things. And, you know, we're just going to continue doing what we were doing. So, you know, you have that. You don't have a lot of the people in the community who mostly directly impacted by policing involved in this whole process. Some of them sort of suggested that they had, you know, involvement that wasn't there. So we're really concerned about that. But the biggest problem we think right now is that the governor's executive order does not, you know, carry out this whole plan to the bitter end. The state will not evaluate any of these proposals. So that means that, you know, pretty much if you want to send any kind of proposal in, it's going to be accepted. As long as you fill out, there's a form that municipalities must fill out that says you know, you went through a process and, you know, you did certain things, but does not evaluate what those things were. So that's why I think, you know, some of the groups are calling it an April Fool's joke, because we took it seriously. We in the community took this order seriously. We wanted to make sure that there really was transformative change. And then we found out, you know, deep into the process, that it didn't really matter what municipalities did. The state is going to accept it as long as you fill out that form. So we feel like we've been had to a great extent. And we don't see the kind of change that we were hoping for.
We're out of time. Thank you very much, Dr. Alice Green, Center for Law and Justice. And this is Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.